Blog Talk Radio.
Darling, GDJ, shit, know what we gonna do, right?
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. In that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire.
Take this beat under the water. Got my city under sea. I go swimming in the winter. My bitch from overseas. That's options you can pick. I get a wetter quick. She hit me when she with you. That's when she wanna dip. I'ma get up in the water. Swim a couple laps. No, I'm strapped before I dive in. Kendrick told me that. We gon' drink about a fifth. We gon' smoke another sack. I just drown out.
Under the water, my chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
I smoke that OG by the quarter. And I'm on that lean, that purple water. That water, you know I got a neck right across the border. The border, I swear he send that work over to Florida. The Florida, I get it back to Philly, I transport it. I port it, know a nigga got that powder for them snorters. Them snorters, so if you need that work, nigga, place your order. Your order, goddamn, I love this game like a Richard Porter. Nigga Porter, I'm known for fucking our mothers and daughters. For sure, bruh, but I'm something like a pimp. They don't get one quarter, one quarter. Shit, I love fast money, fast car, bright ice, fast bra. Gilly, homie, got a mean team. It's the king of Philly and the scheme team.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water.
My chain that's frozen water.
My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck no fire. We
Here we got that fire. That fire. That fire. My living don't need no more liquor. Liquor. We drinking until we fade. 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 You got it, but we got more. Nigga. Nigga. Got a freak bitch to call freak with. Making movies with it, no treatment. She blitz the dick, no prevent. Didn't let me score, no defense. It's a team win, put schemes in. No water there, we put the lean in. Pop a press, hit the cush, wash it down with the water. Got a beat it, they can get, but charge them up for the quarters.
If you want it,
it's the order. Supreme with the order.
I got it.
We got fire. And we got water. And my PO when I get there.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
Gotta love that good Philly music. Shout out to my boy Sear 215 featuring Gilly and Dunny on the Hook, Water. Welcome to another fun show of Philly Shine Radio. So happy to have my boo with me. tonight, my beautiful co-host Stormy, Mrs. Squeezer.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
How have you been this week? I know you got a busy weekend coming up.
Oh, yeah. I've been busy all week, but yeah, I'm getting ready for this trip this weekend.
Yeah, shout out to Mississippi and the talented artists that you're going to be fucking with. I know I'm looking forward to seeing some pictures, honey.
I know that's right. I'm ready to get down there and link up, network.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait till you come party with me. No, next Saturday. We are partying with Sear 215 for his mixtape listening party hosted by Don Cannon. You know, it's going to be an exclusive night. Everybody should be in the building in the Philadelphia area. Come have fun at Club Aura. Definitely hit me up for more info, as well as next week I'm hosting Philly Song Battle, which is going to be so over dope. I can't wait. Like, people coming from Delaware, Philly, West Philly, Uptown, South Philly, everybody's going to be represented for the World Fado. You win a verse with him and a free video, Bomb Vision Films. And, of course, I'm going to show you some love as well. Shout out to everybody joining on the show tonight. Definitely bear with me. I'm going to be opening up callers like crazy because I can't tell if somebody pressed the one or not. Something wrong with the switchboard. It's looking real retarded, so blog talk, don't you see it? I know you're getting on bed, but we have a little fun topic, real simple. Try getting your business. With your best friend, what you say?
I said, all up in your business.
All up in it, right? Yeah, all up in your business. I'm going to definitely get to everybody who's shouting out on Twitter. Shout out to everybody who I just flooded with for our topic for tonight. And thank you for everybody who responded. I'm going to make sure I give you all some good, you know, shout outs and much love. I love you all. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter. And what's your Twitter, Stormy?
Twitter, that's Stormy228.
I gotta follow you. I'm about to follow you right now. So everybody follow her, Stormy228. Do I follow you on Twitter?
I think you do, girl. I know I already follow you, so.
I don't know. Do you get my floods of tweets? That's how you know if I follow you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Oh,
okay.
I retweet them.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? I sure do. I sure do follow my Stormy. I was about to feel real bad. Nope. I love that Twitter picture. Oh, ass. Yes. She's definitely showing up. Shout out to everybody listening in. And we have the truth teller in the building. That's exciting. Hey, boo. Didn't I have a mic open? See, switchboard already acting funny. Already, Mr. Blog Talk? Okay. All right. Cutting people off. We love it. She was on the line. Shout out to everybody listening. Even though I don't know which caller is which, I think that's my boy Biz. Like I said, I can't tell if anybody's pressing a one or not, but I'm opening the mics up.
There you go.
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's happening?
What's good? Welcome back. What's been up with you?
Man, I'm just trying to get everything straightened out. We just had a live ass little session a couple nights ago with DL, Mr. Grown Man, and Will Money, and Get to the Game, and a few others, you know what I'm saying, with Streets and everything like that. So, you know what I'm saying, we're getting this money making quick thing jumping.
Shout out to my boy Biz the Truth, repping Ohio the best, and his beautiful company, definitely with you. You my sweetheart, too. I got to say that.
You already know.
Biz has my heart. I would even call you my best friend. tonight on my show.
Oh, really?
Saying I'm joking. Hey. I'm so joking. But, you know my topic for tonight. Don't even act like you don't know it.
Yeah,
best friend, your best female friend. And I said shout out. Oh, she said, oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Have you done it before?
Oh, hell yeah. It really wasn't no way around it for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
I'm always willing to help a friend in need, if you know what I mean.
Is she in need?
Nah. On a serious note, though, for real, yeah, I have. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like it was, you know, something about to be no relationship or no thing like that behind it or not like that. It was just, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to blame it on the alcohol. I'm going to blame it on the, you know what I'm saying? Just happened to be both people was horny. You know what I mean? It really wasn't no big thing. You know what I'm saying? I strapped up and everything. Like, you know, I knew it wasn't going nowhere. It's just, you know, you know, it happened. Like, that's just all it was. It just happened. You know what I mean?
I don't think I could. My best friends are some sexy bitches and, you know, some fine-ass men. I got to say I have some fly. I don't know. If we was to, it would have to be something amazing. We would have to be, you know, like really, really, really turning up for some reason. Not just going to be just because you need it. Like, what did you do last time you wanted to have sex? Like, no, we want to do it. It's got to be special, you know, a movie
moment.
Oh, it was
special.
Like, that's what I would want.
Man,
I'm not saying it was a mistake. I would never... You know, call anything.
I said, make no mistake. It was special, believe me. Like, you know.
Could I watch it on TV or on a
watch? Look. Nah, like, it's like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how you, you know what I'm saying? Your relationship with a male is, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, even though y'all not in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Something happened. That's that person that's going to step up, you know what I'm saying, and be there for you type thing, you know what I mean? And
until
this day, like, you know what I'm saying, we still cool as hell, like, you know what I'm saying, I still kick it with her, we go hang, you know what I'm saying, livest thing we do, you know what I'm saying, we go to Dewey's Pizza, because she loves pizza and everything like that, and I love pizza and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, it's cool, like, you know what I mean? That's that person I know I can talk to about anything type shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been through it all. You know what I mean? So,
do you ever
like,
have flashbacks?
Oh, my God. Talking. You know what I'm saying? She tell me, like, yeah, you had my leg in the air. And, you know, you was really into it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, like, you know, I mean,
so any second round?
It ain't gotta be weird, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers fuck. It's just what it is. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I would say like, yeah, people have sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like you should stress it out. Like, I don't understand how people stress out regular sexual relationships when people are so focused.
Because they let their emotions get the best of them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not even the emotions. Then even sometimes people just try to make it seem like, you know, and then the one guy who make it a conquest, like, oh, all right, that's all I wanted. And, like, well, if that's all you wanted, make it be known so that afterwards, because one thing for sure, you give somebody some sex, but if it's good or bad, that girl might come back for more or, you know, some drama. You don't always want it to be that way, too.
Man.
So I guess that's even why some of the people who are commenting on Twitter are commenting the way that they are. And I do want to talk about some of the fun music that I have on deck. And I want to invite you, Mr. Biz, to be our special guest next Thursday. Would you be down for that? Can we have your whole entire squad with us for
all nighter.
this coming Thursday. I don't see why not. I should be open.
That's what's
I
ain't
got, I don't got no shows and no shit
before.
Like that right now. So say again.
No, I was talking to Stormy.
Okay.
What's that, boo?
I said you want to get to know biz a little bit more. Let's dissect them a little bit. Find out what's up.
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to know if I want to know if him and his bestie ever went for round two or three. So is it reoccurring or is it?
Nah, it was put it like this. I was in a relationship with her first. So that's how, you know what I'm saying? But as friends, we had sex as friends too. You know what I'm saying?
Does that count?
Like we was together first. Like I was courting her and everything, and you know, relationship for God knows whatever reason it didn't work. And we were just friends, and we had sex as friends too. But it never happened after we had sex one time as friends.
Have you ever had a female partner that you wasn't courting in a relationship, you was just cool with, you know, like one of your homeboys cool with that you ever tried to get at?
But it was reoccurring. It wasn't reoccurring. It was her trying to make it reoccur.
See, we're not talking about, you know, the random friends or whatever. We're talking about somebody important, you know, the best.
At the end of the day, yeah, I had my sister's best friend. Like, you know, so I was real cool with her.
Look at her, you know what I'm saying.
And she was trying to do more than that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, I ain't trying to really go there with you. Like, I don't think it's gonna work because I didn't like how she carried herself about a lot of things. But you know what I'm saying? The alcohol was hitting, and I had just came from the show. You know, she came out and everything like that with my sister.
She came later. Like, you came on her face. Shout out to Twitter for us, Biz. And I do want you to chill. I'm about to go on the switchboard, take another call. Then I'm going to go into
My Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook, everything is the same. It's at Biz the Truth, BizDatroof. You know what I'm saying? I'm easy to find. Like, you Google me. Like, I'm
BizTruth.com. He taking them down all day. But let's chill with me. I'm going to take another caller. We're going to show some love. 678-334. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is your girl, Red Diamond, calling in. What's up, Philly?
Hey, baby. Definitely got to say hi to my Stormy co-host, her beautiful self, and hi to Red Diamond. I was just getting ready to repost your post that you posted on Instagram. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, darling.
Stormy, you hear the
Red
Diamond?
Oh, hello.
Our beautiful triple threat.
Yeah, she. You and A, right, Red?
Wait, say that again.
You in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta. You know.
Okay, so you just right up the road from me.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Welcome back. What have you been up to, beautiful?
You know, I've been doing still movies. I haven't been doing too much music. Just, you know, just doing movies. That's what I'm focused on right now.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm definitely looking forward to your next joint and make sure that you keep me updated. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Now, I got to ask you the topic question for tonight, too.
Yes.
So, have you ever, you know, had sex with your best friend?
No.
Would
you? I have. Would I? No, because actually that's when the problems kick in, because I think once you have sex with your best friend, it's either or one of the persons, they can't take it. So it's just like the feelings start kicking in and problems after problems, and it's just like y'all not really friends no more. It's either y'all going to be together or, you know, that person, I just don't think it's a, no, that's not a good idea. So, no, I've never did it, and I don't think I would ever do it because, to me, it just caused more problems. So.
Oh, see, she got that problem stuff. She got the problem. She's like, look, this will be a problem. Do one thing wrong, then I'm going to beat you up now.
Yeah, because, you know, especially, you know, when you have good sex, so it's like, you know, everybody can't take that. So, no, I don't think that's a good idea. So, nah, I've never did it, and I just think it caused problems. So, no.
Nothing wrong with that. I've never did it, but I did it in the capacity that Biz was saying, like, you know, ex, you're still friends. Because you don't want to, you know what I mean, just go ahead and mess around with somebody new, and you and your ex, you know, y'all still have, like, this type of best friend-type relationship. So, you're like, I know I could call him up. I know it's good. And, you know, it's still, you know, have that. Because you were already in a relationship with a person, for me, you could still, you know what I mean, get along and click. Like, I get along with all my exes. Even my ex that really hated me, he just called me the other day and was just saying, like, how, you know what I mean, he forgives me and all that stuff. So I'm like, cool, like, you were the only one that just was mad about it. But we're not going back on some friends with benefit type of situation. I just appreciate it that we could still be cool. But I never counted that. I would, like I said, only Biz the Truth just say, you know, his ex, and because they were friends and they just did it and give him one more time as friends. But that's always, you know, the go-to friends with benefit for me. It's always been that way. Too comfortable. But it was cool. Like, I would rather mess with somebody I trust than, you know what I mean, not. And it's kind of making me want to fuck my best friend. If he wasn't married, I wonder if I would. Say, let me shut up. But let me, let's take a little musical break before before we go in and start talking about these Twitter comments, because let me tell you, everybody on Twitter is really, really going in on tonight's topic. So I'm going to show some love to somebody. If he was, I don't care what he would be. If you got close to me, Mr. Petey Weestro, shout out to him, what will Pac do, Petey Weestro. Beautiful, talented Midwest artist. Show him some love, y'all, Philly Sound Radio. And thank you, Red Boo. Chill with me, baby. You want to show some love? Wait a minute. Why didn't it work? All right, there we go. This switchboard better act right tonight. Shout out to PD Weestro.
I'm not saying I'm going to change the world, but I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world.
Should I ride on these niggas? The message that they kick at home and not cool. Be the first to bomb on these niggas. Got me thinking to myself, like, what would Pac do? This right here is strictly for my nigga. I did it cause I feel like I got to. All my homies holler if you hear me. Got me thinking to myself, like, what would Pac do? Got me static on the other side of town. Couple moves in the
bring us no peace.
I got a question, should I ride on these niggas? The message that they kick it home and not cool. Be the first to bomb on these niggas. Got me thinking to myself like, what would Pac do? This right here is strictly for my nigga. I did it cause I feel like I got to. All my homies holler if you hear me. Got me thinking to myself like, what would Pac do? I'm on the edge, so don't you push me. Revenge is even sweeter when you fuck that nigga pussy. They say that hip hop dead cause these rookie niggas bogus. Peep the weakness in a rap game and now I'm about to sow it. Hit the ass with something potent. You think it came out of Oakland? Got no love for these niggas who couldn't picture me rolling. We was in the streets, half of us didn't make it. Why they faking cooking dope and had a college graduation? Listen to what they saying, everybody think they Nino. Tony Montana when really niggas Al Pacino. We need to come together, wake up and see that we equal. Got money for war, still ain't feeding the poor people. You need to think more cause they want you to think less. A bomb first when we ride, my side is the aggressor. Die for my beliefs, only death can stop the success. Time for the oppressed to rise against the oppressed.
Muted, y'all couldn't even hear me. But shout out to PD Wee Stroke. Can you hear me now, Stormy?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I was like, what the?
I'm sitting here steady talking. I'm like, Stormy, I've asked you a question or whatnot. And I'm like, oh, you can't even hear me. But definitely shout out to PD Wee Stroke doing his thing out in the Midwest,
yeah,
representing.
Yeah.
You know, he's a very positive guy and also a little actor. I see he's growing his beard out for some movie role. Nice. I love a beard. Do you like a man with a beard, Stormy, or you like a clean cut guy? Like a clean
I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all.
You know, I love a beard. I really do. So y'all wanna get with me? Let me see that furry face. Not no nasty, dirty beard, please. Or like my homie was saying, with some tuna fish juice in it. No, none of that.
No.
Don't leave no tuna fish juice in it. Y'all got to comb that joint out, clean it up, you know, clean that joint right up. But just a little bit of my business out there. But definitely shout out to my boy, Big Seven on Twitter. I am Big Seven. He definitely said, never, my best friend is a man, so he can't even get
him breaking that man law.
But you know, shout out to him. Make sure y'all follow him. You know, he's digital marketing for DJ K-Slay. She works real hard. And, of course, with my girl, Miss Nana, the real Miss Nana. I love her. And I will be in the building for his National Hip Hop Showcase Sunday, November 2nd. So next weekend is going to be crazy. Like, we're going to be busy every one day. So I'm going to make sure I show some love to him up in Jersey at some club called Eden. We'll have some fun. So make sure y'all follow my boy. I am Big Seven on Twitter and Instagram, I believe. And my homeboy Millie Ware said, you gotta do it once. So, Re Unrated, definitely shout out to him. You know, he's familiar with Philly Sean Radio. He said yes. Big Moochie said no. Salute to you, Big Moochie. And my a couple of my female followers, they're just saying no, no, no. Miss Niche, she said nah, because he's going to want more than that, want to be more than friends, and she ain't got time for that. Then Eli said, I did that before, shaking my head. I asked him to put it on her, but I ain't getting no reply, so I'm about to ask him again, like, yo, what happened? Like, why you gotta shake your head?
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes you gotta, I don't know, don't make sex bad. If sex is bad, stop in the middle of it and just, you know, like, don't finish. I don't think I should
get up and walk out.
I've done it. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you already fucking a person. They should be, you know, nice enough to let you go. Like, all right, this is not working out. So.
You just said, hold up. You just said, wait a minute. You was just like, hold up, stop. I got to go.
No, like, I'm not even going to bother you. Like, you know, And then one other thing, you know, maybe we should have this as a topic. What, you know what I mean? Don't force it. Like, you can't force sex. Like, and like I said, if it's bad, if it's going bad, you just walk out. Like, all right, I'm not finishing this shit. Like, we all grown. You at least touched it. Like, you know how to make yourself, you know, go in or whatever.
You're just going to give him dabs. You're going to give him dabs and be like, I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, like, all right, it's cool. We definitely ain't. Happened to me twice. Oh, my goodness. Remembering it just makes me want to go, ugh, damn, it's like a waste of time. You're fine.
But shout out to everybody checking in as well on the switchboard. Definitely press 1.
I will open up your mic and you can join in on the conversation. And you better respond to my tweets, guys. I'm all in. Shout out to my girl Tahira. She said, you know what I mean? No. Next thing you know, feelings will be caught. Someone will end up getting hurt. Too much of a risk to take. And my girl Miss Chris Honeybee. Definitely, she agrees. She said, exactly, ew. So everybody's having mixed feelings about it. Definitely show my love. Shout out to Big Noise in Camden. Show my love. Crystal, my girl Crystal, she just said, oh, wow. Everybody is saying something to Biz, so... Is they listening? I wonder if his best friend is on here. She like, oh, look at Biz, though. What is Biz up to? What are you up? He done told on himself, like, we people not listening. And shout out to you, Seer, as well, showing some love on Twitter. Oh, my goodness. And my diva status. Miss you, boo. Love her. Gotta love my boo, diva status. Shout out to everybody retweeting and showing love on Philly Shot Radio. And like I said, like, let's definitely have some fun tonight trying to get in your business and show some love to everybody. Welcome back to my boy, CEO XY DJs. Lily, you've been busy. That P. Brown record pool was turned up, wasn't it?
DeMille went in at the record pool.
You said what?
DeMille went in at the record pool.
What?
You heard how she said you went in at the record pool.
What? I do this.
You said what?
What?
She,
why would not?
Now, she's been around me a lot. She know, like, when she first went.
I already know.
She first went to Central Station with me, and I'm just me and a bunch of women. I'm jamming.
Oh yeah, me and two of my models in the exclusive models. Shout out to my modeling agency, Exclusive Models, and I had took two of them up there, so we went, you know, to Central Station, had to show out with the meal for a night.
Shoot, look, when Stormy came, Stormy then had the she was straight. When she came, she always stayed the night at my crib. And it was cool.
Oh, yay. Nice. Okay.
Wait, wait, wait. I had my own room.
No, I know.
I know Demel is very hospitable.
This is my own.
My boy is the best.
This is my bottom B. She got to put them in check and put them in line like you. So when you ain't around, I got her. So, you know, you can't never mess up the people that's going to be with you for longevity.
I know, that's right. But no, I know. I was just teasing, you know, tonight's topic. I'm a mess.
Because you got to understand, me and you been together for a long time. I've never once crossed the line. You know what I mean? I always encourage you. Me and Stormy always fight every now and then. We fight too. And, you know, sometimes I look at her like, you crazy. She can get crazy sometimes, but, you know, I love our relationship.
He didn't know I'm very outspoken and very blunt with what I say, and the mule don't know how to take it sometimes.
because Stormy is white, so you know
Blame it on me being white.
Sometimes I look beyond the color when we out and going here, going there. But when she start to cry, I realize who I'm dealing with. That's all I'm going to say. Because she starts crying, and I'm like, oh. I just get quiet and quiet. Aww. Then she said, Demil is the one
I always vent to when, you know, being a female in this industry, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind doors, and a lot of things have happened to me, and stuff has just went wrong and stuff. Demil's who I always talk to and vent to and break down to.
But she'll
when
tell
I just
me everything.
Up and, you know, it's just like, I can't tell you everything. Look how you telling everything on the damn call. You can't do it. Like, I can tell you everything. And I'll be out there.
No, y'all are just two of the sweetest people.
And, you know, I love my Stormy, for real.
I love you too, Demil.
Even Biz met her too. And Biz trying to be a hoe on the Instagram. I see all these women and these Facebook messages on his Facebook. I don't know. So whoever he's trying to have a relationship with, it ain't gonna happen because he's
Because I'm telling you, I'm not gonna shout him out, but I'm getting added because people are like, oh, Biz, they listening to him because he was just on the show giving out all the juice, right? Telling him how he, you know, would go here for the best friend and looking out for him and had her leg up and whatnot. So, you know, everybody like, oh, wow, Biz.
And Biz is not a scrub. He has a car. He has a good job. He is a CEO. He doesn't have no baby mama.
I mean, Demil telling everything tonight.
Look at the law. He put it out there.
So if you want to date Biz, you have to call 404-777-7777.
Yeah, because the law has to scream first.
Yeah, you crazy as shit. Yeah, you crazy as shit.
Yo, shout out to
I got to screen all the dates. I need to start screening Anna's date because every week she pissed off with somebody. So y'all Philly girls, y'all Philly guys, y'all need to call me before you go on a date. I have a cousin that stays in the area will be screening all the honest dates from now on.
I'm be honest. I haven't had a bad date in a long time, you know. It's been like
one. But what is a bad date? This might be better than the date you had last week, but it might not have been a good date.
Listen.
Don't get me started.
I will tell you guys, like, it is, like, dating has been hard, but I'm chilling. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get into a cuddle situation now, but I ain't trying to date nobody. I'm good. Like,
man, because it's cuddling season. Everybody wants to shack up. Now Stormy Ben wanted to shack up for a while, so, you know, her cuddling season is already been there, you know. So
Isabella is telling on us. I'm telling you, like, it all.
Biz, I don't know if he gonna cuddle. This gonna you girl, you gotta have some money, some light meal money. You better be able to cook.
He don't want no
I don't know. Good
he
luck, girl.
Car,
whoever you are.
For me, I'm a homebody anyway. I love to sit at home and cook, so I'm good at the house.
Well, Biz love to cook, but you better be able to cook more than hot dogs, girl. Well, I'm telling you, you're going to get fired quick.
Oh, hey. I'm going to let them stay in competition with you.
It's going to be a stormy, night, all night, all day.
No, Biz. But seriously,
I care. But one thing about me, I care because this guy, Biz, spent the whole weekend with me too, two times. And now, the last time, he looked at me like I got on his nerves, but I don't care. He said, "Are you happy now?" You know, because he was performing, and I said that, look, man, you need to, all your sets need to have Esquire DJs and the drops when you perform.
Yes, that's right.
Shout out to Truth Teller in the building as well tonight.
With her rolling tongue.
Welcome back, baby.
Her tongue make me feel like it's... like it got a toll on it. You better pay that toll before you go past this toll.
Shout out to Truth Teller. Do you hear me, boo?
Yeah, I hear you.
And shout out to all the females that sing R&B in Philly. I love y'all following me. And shout out to all y'all rappers in Philly, that women rappers. I don't know about the men rappers. Shout out to y'all DMing me and everything. Hey, yep, I'm on the show. But Biz, I can't do nothing for y'all, but Biz can.
What?
I don't know who's listening to me. I ain't getting in no trouble. But check this out. Biz is ready.
This guy.
Yeah. Shout out to Demel. Just ran down to everybody. Put all the business out there. I love it.
I'm talking about how loving it.
Tripping. Yes. Definitely.
But I do have a lot of Philly women that's following me that rap and sing.
Oh, yeah, put them on. Won't you? Well, we're going to show some love because actually next week I'm going to have a little R&B moment on a Tuesday.
Ooh,
so.
I know who that is.
Yeah, we're going to be, you know, switching the XY DJs night to Tuesday night for us to be able to turn up a little bit. And beyond everything, I have to say thank you to Demel, who introduced me to some of the most talented R&B artists in the past, you know. I really, you know, appreciate it, especially my boy Marcus Allen, who I'm going to go in and play that body work. That is always my go-to workout song.
I don't like that song.
You don't? Because you're not a woman. You don't got that body work.
You're looking at my body. You don't know what kind of work I got. Bitch,
well, you ain't got the body work that he's talking about in the song. And as I play it, you guys, I'm not trying to diss my boy Demel, because y'all know I love him so much. But that body work is something else. And only a female has that body work. That body work. Yep. That's my shit. But, truth teller, what about you? Would you have sex with your best friend? Have you ever?
Yeah. Yeah,
see?
I
do. You're a freak.
See what she said to her? She said, oh, and freaked out. She said, yeah.
My best friend was a woman. I never had sex with her. I wouldn't tend to have sex with her.
Yeah, I agree.
Because everything changes.
One of them, well, two of them I did. Two of them I did, one of them I didn't.
Two of them you did, one of them you didn't. Bam.
I was your best friend.
What? What'd you say, Jamel?
No, that was it.
If I was your best friend.
Oh. Oh, he's singing. He's like, I need to get a cut, too. I'm trying to get a cut. I'm done.
But you,
wait a minute. On a truth teller, on a scale of 1 to 10, how freaky was it with your best friend for you to say, yeah?
Like, Well,
what'd you give it? 1 freaky, 5 regular freaky, or 10 freaked out? Like, what scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I'm trying to see, like, because you mean, was they best friends as far as before we did it, or after we did it? Because after we did it, we became best friends. But before we did it, was we best friends? Yeah, we were best friends. One of us was best friends before we did it.
Damn.
We was like, yeah.
Best friends. We was cool, but now we best friends after this. Because truth teller got their body work. And like I said, Marcus Allen's song is for the women. You know, you guys, y'all might not get it, but we are still going to twerk all over Marcus Allen and his handsome face and beautiful voice. I would twerk on his voice. I really would.
Right, no, I can't song. Do that. I got to stop. You know how I get.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know how I get. You know, I will rape a man.
Oh, well, let's all check out my boy Marcus Allen. I'm going to go into some more of my Twitter shout-outs and checking out everybody. We're going to have a little fun on Fully Shine Radio. Know it, next week is going to be fun. Starting with the Philly Song Battle, you know, Sears mixtape release at Club Or November 1st with Don Cannon. We're going to have some fun. And I want to get this song played, too, because...
M.A.
Let's go!
Baby girl, I love the way that you do it. Got me going insane. Your persona so exclusive. Girl, you're blowing my mind. Real talk, I just want to get to it. No need to waste my time. I just want to let you know what I've been thinking. There's no need to wait. I'm in soulless conversation. Are you here alone? No, with your man. What you drinking and what's your name? Girl, blazing, there ain't no denying, no denying. Somebody ring the alarm, this girl right here's on fire. Girl, I came here to party, get your body retarded. What you doing with all that weight? Let me see you move that wave. No competition, cause you the winner by the way you looking, girl. By the way you're moving, you know what you're doing. Tell the DJ to keep this on. Shorty got that body work, body work. Shorty got that body work, body work. Shorty got that body work, body work. Shorty got that body work. Now let me see you
drop it, drop it.
Shorty got that body work, body work. Shorty got that body work. Maybe at the front you got my attention. I ain't going nowhere. Real talk, I'm trying to get richer. From top to bottom, you back. And you will see all the things I've been missing. Girl, you one of a kind. Give me a minute, cause she got my mind spinning. Girl, I'm just here for the night. Show me you about that life. If you didn't know about me, baby, you gon' learn tonight. Girl, body's blazing, there ain't no denying, no denying. Somebody ring the alarm, this girl right here's on fire. Girl, I came here to party, but your body's retarded. What you doing with all that weight? Let me see you move that, babe. No competition, cause you the winner by the way you looking, girl. By the way you're moving, you know what you're doing. Tell the DJ to keep this song. Shorty got that body work, body work. Shorty got that body work, body work. Shorty got that body work, body work. Shorty got that body work. Now let me see you
drop it, drop it.
Shorty got that body work, body work. Shorty got that body work.
Marcus Island. That song is so much fun, and like I said, it makes me squat. Squats going, like, ugh. That's body work, you know what I mean? And shout out to my boy, DJ Bankrupt, definitely representing out of Canada, Mixtape King of Tweets, Canadian radio show DJ. Always showing me hella love. And I check out his show on MMM Radio. I love, 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 love him. And he got that sexy beard, so shout out to that. But he said, no, because his best friend's a dude, too. he said his best friend's a dude, so he doesn't swing that way. And my boy, Full Clip, 35. Shout out to Full Clip, definitely doing his thing in Miami. He said, if we're best friends, then we're best friends. If we friends trying to get at each other, then that's different. But, you know, yeah, I guess he holds his best friends really sacred and sweet. Appreciate it. Appreciate you, Yan Don. He saying that he likes the show so far, but let's get more deep on these topics. So...
We're going to turn up a little bit and get a little deeper just for the listeners. And I got to shout out Yon Don. He did something at this show I was hosting that I've never seen. And he's in the middle of his set, right? So he's about to switch his next song. And he just tells the female that he's with to go get him some water. I was like, oh, let me help too, because this guy is making demands. And I'm a person that... The show must go on. You don't be stopping your show to get some water like you Jay-Z or something. Like, go get some water. She was looking up like, okay. I was like, well, let me help because we got to make this happen real fast. But I'm like, you know them pretty boys. They think they can do whatever they want. So shout out to you, Yon. And, yes, I did tell you business. He's so humble, though. I was just shocked by it. I'm gonna steal it though. One day I'm gonna be performing, and I'm gonna stop and be like, "Yo, I need some water," because I definitely do. Because seriously, but on some real and biz, I'm sure you could relate. Like when you're performing, you sweating, you hot. That's the part I really can't stand. But it's, you know, it comes with the territory. I'm gonna stop right in the middle of it. Like I gotta do a yawn down real quick. Give me a drink. Yeah, you. Mm-hmm. Walk slow. Bring it to me slow. Like. Oh. I mean, if you want to make a demand like that, you got to do it with some authority.
Like, yo, go get me some water.
No, not that type of authority. Like, that sexual authority. Like, yeah, walk slow. Bring it, you know, pour it down my throat.
Like, yo, go get me some water, babe.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta make water a little fun. Pour it down my throat, baby. I'm just saying. But definitely, shout out to everybody joining us tonight on the show. I definitely am looking forward to all the new music that I have in my email and organizing some promotions with a lot of artists. And I have to shout out my boy Young Rada out in Philly. He's definitely doing his thing all crazy. Well, representing Chester, actually. Let me keep it real, but we listen to him all over Philly and show him hella love. As well as I am, you know, one of the first people to buy his new single off iTunes. I might as well share that link. I'm going to share his link later on because I definitely love him so much. He's been so talented, fortunate to work with him on multiple occasions, but you definitely got to get his single, Throw It Back. Featuring Lee Mazin, T Street, DJ Robbie Mack. So he's definitely doing his thing. You know, he's really talented. Young rider, little motorcycle rider, you know, dirt bikes and all that. And he's cute. That's why Truth Teller making all them noises. She like,
oh, yeah. He cute.
I'm not much fun. Y'all is too funny. But I definitely wanted to say, like, we have too much. Oh, my goodness, what is wrong with this crazy guy? I don't like going on my Instagram and seeing bugs, y'all. I'm going to start crying. I don't want to talk about it. But somebody showed this big old spider on Instagram. Like, saying scientists found this, like, large spider. Oh, ain't nobody here to hold me. Oh my goodness. Aww. Ain't nobody here to hold me. I know.
We talk later.
You gonna kill a bug for me? She's so sweet. You gotta kill a bug for me, Miss Truth Teller.
But I have to also give a full shout-out to everybody who's going to be a part of Philly Song Battle Wednesday, October 25th. is definitely going down. Shout out to A-List Management, F Snitches, Deck Entertainment. My boy, The Real Stato will be in the building. He won a free video from Bomb Vision Films. Definitely hit me up if you need any more information about it. 215-839-8186. Hosted by me and my boy Starks. Shout out to our special guest judges, 8-Ball on Deck, my girl BB Ink Chalk, and Rockstar P, our young Philly famous and fly guy. And definitely, I look forward to working with you guys and working with you again, Starks. Follow my boy Starks, STARX_84. Always a dope guy and gives out that good old, you know, Instagram love right back. Big ups to him. Shout out to everybody who's showing love on X Squad DJs as well. And make sure y'all get in touch with me also if you want to be a part of our next Hitmakers Conference Call presented by the X Squad DJ. Shout out to the new team, DJ D South, Stormy, X Squad DJ CEO Demel. I'll keep that show rolling. But I'm going to check out a couple people who I guess just pressed one on the switchboard. We're going to show some love.
Hey, I'm sorry, Honest. Honest, I got a question. What date did you say that was again?
For the Philly Song Battle, it's October 29th, this coming Wednesday. Definitely be in the building at Voltage. I have tickets on deck as well. Again, my number, 215-839-8186. Show me some love. We got a caller showing love from the Philly area, 610-809. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Honest? This is Dev Nasty. You already know. I'm Dev calling in. Showing love.
Oh, that's what's up. Shout out your Instagram and your Twitter so everybody can show you some love, babe.
Look, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at RMR as in Rich, M as in Mindset, _DEV. Me and calling in. Show my homegirl some love. Listen, I just came from the studio and I checked my Twitter and all that, and I seen the question, and it made me call in and say, would you have sex with your best friend? Was that the topic, or am I kind of
Yes,
leave?
That's tonight's topic. No. You're on time. That is the topic for tonight.
All right, well, let me give my little insight. See, my best friend is actually a female, and I've actually had sex with my best friend before. But prior to that, we were in a relationship. And yeah, we did have sex a few times. We don't have sex anymore, but I think that brings you closer as a best friend, because when you're in a relationship with your friend, you know, you learn to trust. Y'all have everything that is to trust. You tell people everything. You tell your best friend everything. And then after the relationship, we decided to be your main friends. We became best friends because this girl, she knows just about everything about me, and she still supports me. And I support her. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my best friend. And yeah, I get rid of that shit, you know.
See, but you know, but at the end of the day, that's why, like, even though I've never done it, I think that if you, like he said, if you communicate and then you keep it good, like, you know, y'all can, you know, keep it top and give her that, you know, give her that dick, whatever.
You mean?
Like I said, like, if it turns out bad, y'all already know it. I think that might be my topic for Tuesday. If sex is bad, you stop in the middle of it. Shake their hand, you know what I mean?
My
mom.
Oh my God!
You walk out.
When it's good, you can't leave it alone. Like, I mean, you gotta
exactly.
Sit aside. We're not in a relationship.
I do.
You gotta leave
it alone.
She can't leave me alone. That's my best friend.
I leave her alone.
When girls is involved, that's my best friend. She throw that. Ooh, yeah, girl, fuck with him if you know what you're getting yourself into.
Listen,
so,
that's decent.
I leave
them
alone.
That's my best friend.
I leave them alone to get them pregnant and to change the whole game.
See,
no.
You talking about nothing in them and all that. You talking about dumping in them and all types of shit.
Yeah,
see,
nice.
I probably did that during the relationship a few times, but see, that's what brings us closer. That's why that's my best friend. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things that I can share with her that I can't share with my male best friends. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
so it's different.
Exactly.
It's deeper.
My female friend just asked me the other day why I don't have a kid, and I told her I want to be able to deal with that friend, and that friend needs to be with me for the rest of my life. I don't want no anybody have my kid.
I understand
that.
That's
right. Oh,
that's
I don't
have no kids. I don't have no
that's
kids
so
either.
Sweet.
I think that's why I don't have any more kids, you know, because... But I love my one that I have, you know.
My pull-out game is strong, though.
I ain't gonna even see the girl I'm gonna get. I ain't gonna have to pull out because I know that's the girl I'm gonna be with.
Well, my pull-out game strong, and I like to brag, so you know I don't mind pulling out the full mag. I pull them things out with pride.
Listen.
I'm scared.
Listen, you always pull out because
they got yeast infection.
You do have
a lot of
Hold on, wait.
Hold on, wait a second.
What yeast infections got to do with it?
But listen. Because guys think that they could just, you know, have a whole bunch of unprotected sex. And, you know what I mean? Just because you're pulling out, you're not sweating nothing. But little do you know, you are. You know what I'm saying? You're still breeding bacteria. So you're taking some leftover bacteria from one chick and spreading it to another one. You know what I mean?
Well,
y'all gonna create something
okay.
new.
But wait,
y'all
that's
gonna make a new
filthy.
Disease.
But wait, let me tell them something. But guys think that when they pull out, they can't get a girl pregnant. But no, you can still get a girl pregnant with the pre-cum. The pre-cum
That's Health 101. I needed that to graduate high school. That's Health 101.
Yeah, we know. So we have a sex
education class.
Exactly. Like, you know, we got to get a little political a little bit on Felicia on radio. So let's definitely go in on this pull-out.
Because my understanding that they got
strap up.
A bug. And most
it's
men...
It's called a what? Wait. Rewind. Demel, you have the floor. Nobody talk over Demel. No time going on over Demel.
Rewind.
Come on, Jamel. We're supposed to be sticking together right now. You're right now, bro.
Yeah, he's not even talking. Wait a minute, y'all. What did you say about a bug? Did you say bug? What's wrong with his phone? Jamel, I can't hear you.
We can't hear you, Jamel.
It's called the bug. It's called the bug.
Jamel.
See, just when it started getting good, his phone wanted to start acting up.